Time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council here on Pioneer 90.1. A special guest joins me from Karlstad, Minnesota, Yasher, Alicia Spildy. Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Now, we were talking off air about the fall season and allergies. I have severe allergies for the harvest. I understand you do, too.
I do, yeah. I spend a lot of time inside in August. So I'm pretty happy that that's over with now.
It's been nice to have the rainfall that keeps the dust and stuff down, doesn't it?
Yeah, but probably won't say that too loud. I know a lot of people aren't happy with the rainfall. So.
Oh, that's true. That's very, very true. You know, I can look at a combine and sneeze.
Yeah.
It's that bad. Well, what I call a table setter, Alicia, if I could ask you where you were born and raised.
I was born and raised, born in Grand Forks, but I was raised in Stephen, Minnesota, and I did elementary and high school there, and then I went to college at UND, and I actually have an elementary ed degree, but I have not used it, but I do have it.
So is that one of your goals in life, is to teach someday?
No, actually, I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing now, so,
Now, you're joining us today for the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's update because of your gift in art, and if you would describe what kind of artwork you produce for us, Alicia.
It's mixed media, and what I do is I use a canvas that's stretched, like gallery wrap canvas, and I start with a base layer. I like to do texture on the canvas, and then I paint over that, and then I use pieces of painted paper to create scenes. So I'm using like old paper, ink, marker, just a lot of different elements in each piece that I use, that I create. So,
is this a new technique, something you've developed yourself?
It is, yeah, and it took a lot of time for me to figure out my true style. I have a 5-year-old son, and when he was young, I didn't get to do art as often, and in the last like 2.5 years, I've really discovered what my true style is, and everything is kind of looking like it fits together, like every different piece of art that I do kind of looks like it fits with the last one. So So it feels good to finally figure that out.
As you were growing up in Marshall County, who were the influences, or what were influencing you when it came to your interest in art?
Well, I had a great teacher, Polly Peterson, and I know the Warren School and Stephen Argyle kind of shared her, and she was a really great teacher, and she really loved what she did, so that was really nice, a nice experience to have such a great teacher like that.
And I imagine, too, she was, I'm just guessing here, the kind of a teacher where she let you investigate and explore your true interest in art.
Yeah, I got to try a lot of different things, and it was good.
Okay, now you have an exhibit on display right now, part of the 2016 Traveling Art Exhibit, sponsored by the Arts Council. It's been traveling Northwest Minnesota since last spring, over the summer into the fall months. And your entry was part of the spring art exhibit up in Roseau, right?
Yes, it was.
Could you describe that piece of artwork that's on display in the exhibit that's in Thief River now at the library?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's called Northwoods Carnival. And just like a lot of my other pieces, there's a lot of color, and I like curved lines in my art. So there's a lot of swirls and circles and dots. I usually have some sort of wildlife in each piece. I really like moose, so this one has a moose. It's a smaller piece, 12 by 12, so it's easy for them to move around to each location it's on display. But yeah, it's a really bright colored piece.
Well, if you live in Karlstad, you have to have a moose in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, very good. And that's on exhibit right now at the library in Thief River, part of the 2016 Traveling Art Exhibit by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. And you're also a member of the Riverwalk Artists. Tell us about that group, if you would.
Well, it's a really great group of people that are all artists, of course. And they get together every month and have a meeting, and, you know, they support each other in the gallery in East Grand Forks. And I actually am not a member at the present time, but I was earlier this year.
Okay.
And just due to some time constraints. I'm taking a break from that, but it was a really great experience, and I met some really wonderful, you know, supportive people, and it was fun to get involved in the local art community because I hadn't had contacts like that before. So it was really fun.
When I talk to artists, and I have for 6 years now with this update from the Arts Council, many artists from many different genres of artistic work, they mention that this camaraderie among artists is very important to them for feedback. And one more question before we go. Time is flying by. How important has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council been to you as an artist in Northwest Minnesota?
Well, it's really been extremely important because it's the group that gives us the artistic opportunities. You know, all the art shows that I've ever participated in this area have been put on by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and it really seems like it's the only way to get our art out in the public eye. They just do a really great job with their shows and, you know, the grants that they offer, and they're a really important group in our area.
Yeah, it's a great resource, isn't it? They cover a 7-county area in Northwest Minnesota. Again, Alicia Spildy's work is on display at the library in Thief River Falls. That's part of the 2016 Traveling Art Exhibit underway right now in Thief River. Do you have a website or an email contact address where folks can get a hold of you about your work?
I do, and I have artwork available for purchase.
Okay.
My website is aliciaspildy.com.
Okay, would you spell that for us?
Yep, aliciaspilde.com.
Very simple, aliciaspilde.com. Alicia Spildy of Carlstead, thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1.
Thanks for having me.